The Express.
Welcome to the Express podcast. We have a special guest this evening in Max Fried. We discuss updates around the Cubs and our recent signings. Also, we touch on the Super Bowl and the Falcons' most recent coaching hire. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Express podcast. Your typical little sports update. Talk some Cubs, talk Falcons, coaching hiring, and then
special guest.
Max Fried. Yeah.
Special guest.
Made it talk for about Max's talk. Favorite team, aka his fantasy football team.
Right. Okay.
So, uh oh, Miss B.
Miss B making an appearance.
And we got Miss B.
She's like, you guys are talking about Falcons again.
Yeah.
So Cubs, I think the most recent news update would just be us signing Hector Neris, which is a great signing for us. Been there, done that kind of guy. Been in every kind of situation, been a part of a lot of good teams. Most recently in Houston. Faced him there, faced him in Philly. It's just going to be a really big addition to our bullpen, just the experience he brings and being able to help some of the younger kids we have along. I think we're in a really great spot. I think everybody knows that we would love to have Belly back.
Yeah.
So sign it's Belly. Just a matter, hopefully a matter of time for that to happen.
Yeah, I saw we don't control notification those, the other day. Cubs have 7 of the top 100 prospects.
Yes.
It's a lot of great young talent.
Young cats.
A lot of great young talent. A lot of guys that really care about just the Oregon winning and those kinds of things. Really excited to get back to work. I think we got a lot of great things coming. We talked about council before. We talked about prospects. Traded for Yency Almonte, who's in the Dodgers bullpen last year. He's got a lot of ability. And a young prospect named Michael Bush, who will probably make some pretty big contributions to our team this year. So a lot of great things coming. Just looking forward to obviously getting to work with those guys and starting to form a new team, new identity, and get rolling. So
yeah,
big PCA guy.
Right here. Harvard Westlake.
Same high school alum.
He texted me. Was it you that texted me or Flaherty? He was like, take care of my guy. I was like, I got you. Don't worry.
He's got the skates.
Yeah.
He's nice in center field, bro. Like,
is he Cuzzo too?
Incredible.
Is he redhead gang?
Yeah, he is.
Cuzzo. Best athletes you are.
Kind of interesting year for you guys. I mean, it's kind of year two of this new Cubs, I would say.
New regime.
Right. Yeah. A lot of good feelings, a lot of good vibes in the air for the Cubbies.
Yeah. It's going to be a great year. I think that there's still room to add, like we talked about with Belly, and you never know throughout the year. Max sees it, and you know there's trades that happen. There's guys that outperform what you thought they were going to do. It's like a fun bag of things to kind of sort through to figure out what's gonna work. Every team's different, no matter how many same faces you have. Everyone's in different situations, contract years, things of that nature. So you just never know what's gonna happen. But you know, I think we're in a good spot, man.
Yeah. We're getting close.
Getting close. So,
what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks for y'all?
Yeah. Our first official full team is the 19th of February.
I was going to say, pitchers always go, a week early?
Yeah. Week early. I think we're around the same date.
They get special treatment, bro.
I know.
It's crazy.
Go down to that Florida sunshine, though. Get out of this cold.
Right.
Be nice.
Max, how the Bravos looking this year?
We're looking good.
They got their squad locked in.
We're looking good.
There's not many moves that need to be made, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think we're pretty locked in. I don't know.
Carry the torch from last year or just...
Yeah, I would say that we're... we got a lot of the same guys. I mean, most of the guys are locked up. So we got a lot of same guys, some new faces that really excited about. And yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's always nice getting down to spring and hanging out with the guys that you haven't been with in a while. I know that you get a little taste of that. We had Braves Fest here last week. So get a little bit of that itch. See guys you haven't seen all off season. Everyone's got families, homes, all their own, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's always fun.
Dedicated fans on both ends because Cubs Con and Braves Fest was terrible weather.
Oh,
for both of you.
Big show
out. They still showed out.
Yeah.
Show up.
Big show out.
A ton.
Yeah.
Do you like doing Braves Fest or is it kind of...
I do. I actually do. We, they did it... I feel like every year they take kind of like what didn't go so well the year before, and they make really good adjustments and changes. My schedule was pretty nice. I went to the Battery and hit some like golf simulator closest to the pin.
Did you win?
So basically what happens is
so no.
I mean, it happens on a case by case basis. So like I hit two balls, and then that's like the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then fans come up and they hit and if they beat me, they want a bobblehead.
That's cool.
So yeah, that was kind of a pretty cool little feature. So I did two times I hit lefty, I hit two times righty. And
what's your natural swing? What
lefty.
Do you usually?
I'm a lefty. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Pretty good golfer. But
when Dansby gets his set up,
no,
we'll lock in.
No,
no, I don't play enough. I don't play enough to be a good golfer.
Well, not in a year, when you guys are free, we're about to be getting into some golf.
Let's talk off season next year.
Yeah, next year we'll do another podcast.
What are you doing December 1st?
We'll do a golf simulator episode.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, that'll be electric. That's good. I mean, I know all baseball fans are getting pretty excited that. I mean, it feels just right around the corner every year. You know, it's just something about it, man. Something it's about
good vibes because football's ending and yeah. Baseball's kind of like
yep. Whoosh. Hearing that mitt pop, everyone, all social media platforms, all that you creators out there,
love
we
this
know.
Sound. Hashtag yeah. Love
let's talk miss ASMR. This. Let's talk ASMR for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop.
My favorite's the as soon as the last or the. All the zeros hit on the Super Bowl. It's like immediately everyone sends out there. It's baseball season.
Yeah.
Right. Hype yeah. Video.
Waiting for those. Sure. Waiting for those social media posts from yeah. Our platforms.
It's.
Or do you want
to
go?
To transition into that, we can talk Super Bowl. Or we can talk.
Who you got, Dan's?
Championship Max, you football guy? I mean, I know you're. I know we're going to get into your
I don't
fantasy
have a team.
Squad.
I don't have a team, but I've done fantasy football since I was like 8.
We should try that.
Second place guy.
Not having a
yeah,
team.
Yeah, big second place guy.
What? Yeah, how does that work for you? Do you just enjoy the game or?
I grew up in LA and LA didn't have a NFL team all growing up. So I just would follow football, but I would just follow the players on my fantasy team.
Is it big out there? Like down here, obviously it's a
I would
of
say
life.
Growing up. USC was the
pro team.
I was
going to say you had some
team.
USC.
Oh,
like,
yes,
that was Leinert,
like
Bush.
Yeah.
The whole like that crew was just the that's what role. I grew up. That was like my sixth grade, 12 years old.
Must be nice.
Reggie Bush was yeah, like
right. That dude.
The guy. Him and Lendell White.
Dude. Also goaded.
Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wide
yeah.
Receiver.
Yeah.
Incredible squad yeah. They had.
Dwayne Jarrett. And yeah. The throwback
names. Let's talk like, about it.
Dude, just going back and watching Reggie Bush's highlights is like
sickening.
What?
Sickening.
Yeah. I wish his NFL could have been a little longer.
Yeah,
but he just gosh, in college he was a problem.
Yeah, that Rose Bowl championship of USC and Texas.
Oh man,
is about as good as it gets.
Good,
honestly.
That's football.
I remember.
Purest.
I remember being heartbroken after that.
I can imagine that. I could see. It. Could see.
Vince
why.
Young.
Yeah, he was.
I went through something similar good. Against Alabama. So I feel you, but I was in my mid 20s.
Who, yeah. Who, so who you guys got in the Super Bowl?
I don't know, dude. That's
I just, give up, Chiefs.
It's, yeah. It's the
you're going
unstoppable
Chiefs.
Force meets the immovable object. Is that the yeah. Is that the thing?
Yeah.
The 49ers are the best team in the league, arguably. Them are the Ravens. But it's Patrick Mahomes.
And Travis Kelce and Andy Reid.
And he's been an underdog all postseason.
And Taylor Swift.
And T.
Taylor
Swift. Swift. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out T. Swift.
And the script. Yeah.
Swift. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's yeah, like the same thing. I mean, not to put him on this pedestal yet, but he's trending that way. When Tom Brady hit the postseason, you don't bet against Tom Brady.
Well, and the tough thing, I was actually talking to my dad today about this, is it's so hard to play zone coverage against Kansas City because Travis Kelce will always be open.
He eats it up.
And the 49ers run zone like 90% of the time. Like that's what they do is they're a zone team. So I'm just really intrigued as to like what the wrinkles are going
to
be.
It's just going to come down to can the 49ers put pressure on Pat to a point where they force him inside and the interior guys are there to make a play.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have Chase and Nick coming off the edge and they're going to try to obviously make him be uncomfortable. But the thing is, Patrick is always uncomfortable and he still makes things happen because he's a 7-time athlete, pro bowler, and
Talk about being athletic, bro. The fundamentals just go.
He just goes away. Next place.
That's the same with Kelce. Kelce just like, he doesn't run routes. He just kind of like runs into the open spots in the coverage.
He's like running in circles and then he's just wide open.
And he's like, oh yeah, I'm here.
He just like finds a soft spot in coverage and just sits. And
I was
just like,
listening to their recent podcast on the way up here, and he was saying how he blew like Pat. They were running this play basically, and they had the Pat change. It's like this perfect play for what Baltimore was running. It was a big third down early in the game, and he said he ran the wrong route, and that was the play that like Patrick like scrambled and then made like the crazy throw, and then he made like the big catch. And he just said it's just so different playing with someone who at any moment can pull the rabbit out of the hat and it's going to give you a chance where only you can make that play. He's like, it's just so much fun to play that way. And I was like, gosh,
could you imagine?
It is. It's backyard football with two Hall of Famers. Yeah. Like,
if Brock Purdy can make enough plays, because you know Spags is going to be throwing some crazy schemes and blitzes at him. If he can just do what he's done all year, and that's get the ball to where it's supposed to go to my playmakers.
But I will say, even against the Lions, made some good plays with his feet too.
He did. That's what at some point, man. Like, we just got to give my man his flowers. Like,
he's good.
The last bit. He makes throws he needs to make. He seems to come up in clutch moments. Makes things happen with his legs. He didn't really do that much this year. All of a sudden started doing it. So I think what I say in the national championship, I was like, I really want to pick Washington because I don't want Michigan to win, but I think Michigan's going to win. It's kind of the same thing here. I would kind of want the 49ers to win because Purdy. Well,
here's one thing Kansas to keep City. An eye out on.
It's Kansas City.
And I think it can hurt Kansas City. They have a problem up front with their tackles. Their tackles, they both do the thing where they're trying to basically time the snap to get the perfect set off, and they get a lot of penalties. They also hold a lot. And there's a couple of times in the Baltimore game where it could have hurt them, and I think that's going to come into play during the 49ers. If they can clean it up and be solid, watch out. But if they – because like I said, you're going to have Nick and Chase coming. Flags are – I'll be interested to see the penalty yards at the end of the game.
And like with Pats, it's like – he can do the crazy plays too, but it got to a point against that Ravens game. It's like, play in the system, make the throws, don't turn the ball over, and we're going to win. And he can do that too. It's like a lot of quarterbacks are one or the other.
Game manage and also game wreck.
They're executing. Yeah. Like they're executing the play call. They
turn it into hit my spots, don't turn it over, or score in 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bills.
Air raid.
Pretty good.
Sorry, Bills fans.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
I don't know.
But. So I'm honestly torn. I don't know. What's the spread? I know the Chiefs are dogs, but I think it moved quick. I think it was like plus three.
I bet it's like 2.5.
I think it was plus three and moved to like one.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I bet it's 2.5. Same frame.
I would have said probably 1.5.
Like I think it opened at 3 or 3.5 and moves.
Because all the money was coming in on
the Chiefs.
Yeah. Because everyone's probably the same thing. Everyone's sick.
Well, everyone's probably bet against them all postseason. They're like, all right, I'm not betting against them game.
No.
It's two on the dot.
Yeah. So I got the Chiefs.
Over under 47.5. I do like the over.
Expert.
I do like the over. Let's score some points. Let's have a good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's have
it's
some
all
fun.
With the gut. We're going with the gut.
Yeah.
Let the boys play.
Let the boys play. Give CMC the ball.
Love to see what the win-loss record is on the over-under for Super Bowls. Like, what hits more, over or under?
That's a good because
it's a different game, longer halftime, longer timeouts. It's the pace
more
of the
TV
game's a little different.
Yeah. Super commercialized.
Oh, really. Yeah. They're like, trying to make money. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything's like
super
corporate.
They make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. They're good at that. They're good at that.
All right, so just to shift gears while we're still in football.
So who's your pick, though? Max?
I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going Niners because all y'all said Chiefs.
Did you say Chiefs?
I give up. Yeah, I don't care. It's Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefy. Hey, Chiefy. Shock Chiefs.
All right.
Yeah,
so
they're just whatever.
Still in the football realm. Falcons coaching hire. What do we got?
Well, I was out and then I was back in. And
I'm in.
I think there was a lot of people that were like, I think it was just the shiny new object with some of the offensive coordinators, young offensive coordinators.
But how good do we look now that they're staying?
That's
both of them.
We haven't even talked about that yet. Both of them staying threw me off.
So it's like, how good of a hire is this now? Like, does it go from a B plus to now an A minus because the other guys technically maybe were never available, or they didn't get, or they didn't get the jobs they wanted. And they said, well, I'm not going to Washington. I'm not going to Seattle.
Right.
I'm just going to
stay here.
And it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier is like some of his stints as head coach weren't that great, but he's learned, progressed, failed, learned from his failures, and just across the league, just budding compliments for the dude.
Yeah, like
I've never seen so much public appreciation for a guy like that. Like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan both coming out and saying, if we owned a team and started a team,
that's who
that would be our head coach.
Mike Tomlin
saying that he's
the best coach that's not a head coach, basically. Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey coming out saying that's the best coach he's ever
had.
Well,
look at the Falcons defense. I saw something.
I missed all this stuff. That's exciting.
Oh yeah. Like everybody was.
You're welcome.
That's
awesome. You could be a Falcons fan.
I watch the Falcons and I root for them.
Yeah, we're at a low point.
I don't have a team. So.
We'll get him.
We'll recruit you. We'll get you, Jordan.
We'll get you to come over whenever you want the offseason watch, brother.
Yeah,
just can feel.
I want you to be mentally prepared for what you're getting.
Were you guys initially bummed about not getting Belichick?
No.
Because that was
three of us really wanted Belichick.
They thought they were getting. We're going to get Harbaugh.
We were hoping.
Were hoping you were going to get Harbaugh.
Initially, I thought it was between the two. But again, it just goes back to. We talked about is like with Belichick, it's like a rental.
Much.
It's 3 years, maybe four. I mean,
got one now.
72. So I want Raheem's 47?
Yeah. And
young
people
energy.
Broken down, even just his tenure as like head coach, the 2020 roster that he was on,
we were
ain't nobody winning with that roster.
We were 0-7 before.
He's also the last coach we've had that had a 3-game win streak. Just so you know.
Okay, and
see what you're getting yourself into as a Falcons fan, Max.
And then I was watching.
It's a deep, dark hole.
People were like, all right, let's just look at like his tenure at the Falcons. They started putting up like highlights of like just how the defense was playing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And just how.
Stylistically?
Just culturally, if you will. So they were making it a point to dominate, finish tackles, play aggressive, play kind of like down, nasty football.
But
and
now we just have the bare.
But then even with
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it's he had that mentality of no, we're gonna go eat and we're gonna play football.
Even I think with the Bucks, he had a 10-win season. Then they sold off the team.
Yeah, like that was
like
that
his
was
next
the big
roster
his...
was skeleton of
yeah,
a team.
Yeah, that's what like, they were saying. Just his tenure there, first year he took over, they just weren't great. And then he got them to their first 10-win season and their last 10-win season until Tom Brady came, and then. Because ownership and how they were running things,
they gutted the team.
They cut the budget and literally got rid of all the players.
And then he got fired that next year.
Then he got fired. And then.
And that was. What year was that?
2000. That was early. It was like
10?
8, 9, and 10 or something like that.
So we're 15 years removed.
Yeah.
I think he might have learned some.
He was also. He was in his early 30s.
Yeah, young. 31, 30.
You know, and he even said he's like, just probably wasn't fully ready for. That kind of job.
What's a lot
I think
that
I
goes
like
into
hire
it?
Because of number one, the culture and mentality that I feel like he's going to bring. Because I feel like, from what I've heard, his interview process, he soaked
it.
Up so much from McVay and the Rams situation. So I'm interested to see how that translates over. And then the other component is I do think bringing in. Zach Robinson, keeping some continuity with offensive line coach, running backs coach.
We have a quarterbacks coach now.
Kind of a what?
We have a QB coach
now. Quarterback
coach.
Like bringing in some continuity with a little bit of a different scheme and mindset with Zach Robinson coming in is going to do.
I do like the Zach Robinson hire.
Yeah. And like some, I heard someone say, someone's like, well, you're not, you know, you want to get offensive coach because if you get offensive coach, then you don't ever have to worry about. Like, you can create your own tree. And someone said, well, if someone's trying to hire your coordinators away, that means that you're performing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all in.
And I think the main apprehension with Raheem was, who are the coordinators going to be? Because
right.
It's like, as a head coach, yeah, now it's who's the quarterback going to be?
Yeah, that's a big
nothing
question.
Works without that position addressed.
Who would you get quarterback, Max?
If you new Falcons fan,
yeah. Yeah, welcome,
man. Who's available?
Well,
so you can trade for Fields. Kirk Cousins is a free agent,
coming off an Achilles.
Danzy's boy Ryan Tannehill's a free agent. Baker's a free agent, but I think he's going to sign back with the Bucks.
He's going to sign back with the Bucks.
Or do you go trade up and draft one?
If he doesn't, I want him.
OC and quarterback coach.
If he doesn't, I want him.
I would not.
Baker? I would do him and draft a quarterback. I would sign Baker and draft a quarterback and let that person learn for 3 years and then let them just kind of take over. That's how I would roll.
What pick do the Falcons have?
They have the eighth right now. So
if they don't get one of the top three, I bet they get.
So this is exciting for you. Your first year as a Falcon, we got a top 10.
We've had a few of those in the last few years.
You'll probably have another one next year. Yeah.
So you got Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels would be the top three. And then I feel like it's quite a.
I'm going to.
It's Penix. And then anybody else after that. Yeah.
But if you got somebody like Baker, could you sit and wait and then take Penix later?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You would. Penix isn't going to be a first round guy.
No.
Penix is going to be a day two kind of guy.
Bo Nix, JJ McCarthy would be that next pick.
Bo Nix, JJ McCarthy, all those guys.
There's a chance Jaden Daniels is at eight.
Yes.
There's a chance he's not. So do you trade up to the one or two hole and solidify?
Or do you go trade for Justin Fields?
Or do you trade for Justin Fields? Or sign a Kirk or sign a...
I'm more intrigued with the Baker...
draft.
With the Baker and draft than I am for the trade for Justin.
But I just don't know what they want.
Huh?
Like, what would they want for him?
A second?
They'd probably... At least a second. At least. And who knows, someone may try and give more. But my thing is, doing the trade and then you're pretty much guaranteeing that you're going to have to pay him. Mm-hmm. That's my
I feel like I had no idea how the trading scale works with the draft in the NFL. I feel like it's so foreign to me.
So basically, depending on the caliber of guy will depend on usually what either if they're doing.
No, like, I don't know. I get that. It's more of like.
I didn't know.
Like, I know how that works.
No. It's just more of like the. Like I guess value like the val the valuation of a second round or whatever, because you see these guys that, you know, elite wide receivers, and it's like, you're like, oh, I feel like he would be a first rounder, and he gets traded for like a fourth rounder. You're like, oh.
Because then the Bears have what other pick? It's in the top 10. They have two top 10s, right?
I think they have.
Nine, maybe? It's like after, right?
I would say a lot does with like age, just kind of where they would be now, because you don't want to get like trade for an older guy. Like, let's say you are trading for Justin. He's not necessarily old, but
no, he's still,
but he's right at that contract.
He's right at
age.
That. Yeah.
It's contract age more than it is anything.
Got so it. You know you're going to have to pay sense. Him. So there's a lot of.
It's if you get him, you're.
I'm following now.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the options. Is Baker. I feel like he's going to sign the familiarity with the Bucks.
But my only thing that I say about that is I just don't know if he, I think he wants to be there because he had the success, but they also got to sign Mike Evans, bro. Mm. They got to sign Mike Evans back and his OC and quarterback's coach are both gone. He's not going back to Carolina, obviously. So is he now like, well, that continuity's gone.
Maybe.
So I'm down to go elsewhere, and guess where I know Zach Robinson. He was my quarterback's coach in LA for the last half of last season. Is that a appealing thing to him? Hey, I can hand the ball off to Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson, and I can also throw it out wide to Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
And run.
They're going to address another wide receiver as well.
Yeah, does trading for Justin Fields take away from Bijan and Allgeier?
I think it adds.
Probably adds.
Because what it's going to do with Fields, with his ability to run, it's going to have whether a
keep him honest.
Yeah, you're going to have a guy count for him. So you're just essentially removing one player from the box.
I just don't know if that's going to fit their new style of how they're wanting to do things. I mean, I know they had Matthew Stafford, but when have there ever been any type of like true RPO quarterback run type things in that LA system ever?
Well, is from that Jared only because Goff they didn't have a guy to do it?
Yeah, but.
Did they want?
Look at the guy. Yeah, look at the guys that they've gotten picks. And wanted.
Yeah,
none of that tree. I mean, even none of that tree of the Shanahan McVay tree have ever really been
scoot and boot.
The only one, what maybe RG3.
Yeah,
but I mean, past that, you think about it, it's been Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy. The Trey Lance experiment was failed. Jordan Love and A-Rodge. I mean. Jordan Love can move. They both can move, but it wasn't a quarterback zone. That's not zone like
their go-to
type scheme. Hmm. And then Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. It's more of a it's a Matt West Ryan. Coast type thing. Matt Ryan.
Yeah, so my thing is if they go and get a Justin, can you keep the West Coast feel of the quick routes, the rub routes, the they're not called pick routes for offensive guys, but you know, that kind of thing, and then sprinkle in just enough wrinkle. Like, is does he become that little wrinkle for the run game when it gets a little tight? I don't know. I don't get paid enough, but that's something to think about. Either way, I mean, it all comes very down interesting.
Yeah, there's 40 seconds.
We got 40 seconds, so
it's very interesting. Countdown.
Look forward to coming up. Football season, it's about to end, but baseball season will be in full swing. Good things coming.
Big things yeah. coming. Mm-hmm. Episode from Max coming. Max. Yeah.
Shout out Max. Special guest and new interviewee Falcons. And new Falcons.
And brand new Falcons fan. Yeah. Congrats, man.
Yeah. Can't wait for your welcome. Birthday. We'll get you
thank
a jersey.
You. Thank you. Welcome to the dark side, brother.
Yeah, welcome to a life of pain. So we're excited to have you. But yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're